MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mideast talks are about to begin in Geneva with foreign ministers. Iran is at the table. Israel is not. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is in touch by phone, offering to meet directly with Iran at any time. ABC's Mary Bruce says that window won't stay open forever.
The president has now given himself a two-week deadline to make this high-stakes decision whether to strike Iran. We are told he's hoping this gives the Iranians, quote, time to come to their senses and come back to the negotiating table. The big question now, what happens if they don't?
Iranian missiles got through the Iron Dome again, hitting a six-story residence in southern Israel. Extreme heat is settling in as summer arrives today. Denver, Minneapolis could see triple digits. Extreme heat warnings as far east as Chicago. 50 summers ago, we were afraid to go in the water. Jaws being re-released this summer in theaters to celebrate the anniversary. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The deadline for a new budget is growing closer, and there are more cracks appearing among the lawmakers crafting it. The Joint Finance Committee nixed their hearing yesterday, not long before it was set to start. Assembly Republicans intimate that Senate Republicans have walked away from negotiations. In a statement, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee Mark Bourne said, quote, "We hope Senate Republicans will come back to the table," end quote. Yesterday, they were supposed to discuss Wisconsin's outdated prisons. Lawmakers and the governor agree that Green Bay Correctional Institution needs to close, and the governor's plan would have closed Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, too. They were also set to take up the budgets for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. The deadline is looming here. If a budget isn't signed by June 30th, funding levels will stay the same as last budget until a new one goes into effect. That impacts the budgets for school districts, cities, towns, and counties across Wisconsin. And UW officials say they're shocked that lawmakers would consider an $87 million budget cut to the UW system. Spokesperson Mark Pitch says the system has endured cuts for more than a decade. Data shows Wisconsin is now 44th in the nation for public university funding. Meanwhile, the judge charged for allegedly helping a man try to evade immigration officials will not stand trial in a month as originally scheduled. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial over allegations she helped an immigrant avoid arrest by federal agents has been delayed. Court records show a July 21st date is no longer on the schedule. The delay is due to the judge wanting to consider Dugan's motion to dismiss the charges. Her attorneys argue her actions were protected by judicial immunity.
That's Stuart J. Waddles, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX.
Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 105. Right now, it's 71.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials. Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gab, gab, gab. Always gossiping.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Yep, here we are. Yep. Got a big story from Chris Hayes about the military occupation of the U.S.
Yes.
Scary.
And it, we're going to be checking with Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes, find out about the weekend forecast. Also, Rocker in our next half hour with Max Inc. preview.
Do we have Savannah on the line?
We do.
We do.
Yeah,
oh.
6
All right.
minutes past the hour. Yes, let's check in with WMDX News Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Well, thank
Happy
you.
Friday, yeah. Yes. What's happening in our world
yeah.
here?
What's happening in our Madison?
Yeah.
The big thing throughout this week, and you'll have to forgive me because it applies to all of Wisconsin, is the budget process seems to have fallen apart yet again here in Wisconsin. At first, of course, negotiations fell apart between Republican leaders and Governor Tony Evers, basically, especially when it came to funding schools, the UW system, and childcare. They just couldn't come close enough to one another. And now this just happened basically Wednesday and then into yesterday. Senate Republicans seem to be done basically considering the budget that the Joint Finance Committee is putting together. So now that Republicans are basically drawing their own budget, now some of those Republicans are saying, you know what, never mind, I'd rather we have no budget at all.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So, so that would mean that all of these school districts, municipalities, all of these departments, if they don't get something by June 30th, would have to basically just operate under their regular funding levels, which means they can't draw up their own budgets for, you know, the next fiscal year, which becomes very difficult for all of these departments. And it'll be interesting to see if they end up coming to some resolution. But at this point, there are some of these Senate Republicans who say, I would rather no budget over this budget, which can't remember the last time I saw that one.
Yeah, so this is a fight between the Senate Republicans and the Senate or the Assembly Republicans, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and I guess they wanted to split off funding for voucher schools from the public schools, which is kind of crazy because if you're going to take money out of the general fund, that's what we've been asking them to do for public schools for the last 20 years. Now they've decided, well, maybe we could do that, but let's just do it for the vouchers and then make taxpayers, property taxpayers, pay for the schools in a way that is very painful. It's really sneaky stuff, really sneaky. Well, I'm glad they can't come up with a budget with all this stuff going on.
Right. Well, part of the problem, or at least part of the problem for these Senate Republicans who are walking away is that they say that the budget that the Joint Finance Committee has drawn up, it spends too much money. That budget doesn't give any additional money to general school district aid.
Wow.
It increases aid for special education programs and some mental health programs, but it doesn't increase general aid for a single school district in the state.
It's insane. Absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see what happens with that.
We'll keep an eye on that story. And
Savannah?
It'll be interesting. It's been an interesting couple weeks. They're coming up hard against the deadline here. We've got, 10 days?
Keep us updated on that. Fascinating stuff. Thank you, Savannah.
Savannah, thank you so much. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Very good.
You guys as well. Happy Friday.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's right, Savannah Tomei Olson.
Let's get to the story that we've been promising here. This is Chris Hayes talking about the militarization of our country. And this is very scary stuff. So this is Cut 174. Let's listen.
One of the cherished parts of being an American is freedom of movement. When you walk around, and this obviously applies more to certain folks than others, but you usually don't have to stop at internal checkpoints or to show your papers to police.
Yeah.
I've traveled in other countries where, say, your bus stops and heavily armed federal agents climb on board to check everyone's papers. It doesn't feel good. It feels like a quintessential fixture of a country that's not fully free. And it's happening more and more and more in Trump's America.
What's up, guys? Hey, see you, please.
23-year-old Elzon Lemus, an electrician, was in his work van with a coworker when they were pulled over by ICE agents in Westbury.
Because you look like somebody woke up.
What's up for?
What are you looking for?
Lemus asks why they need his ID.
All right, this is going to go one of two ways here. Okay. I need to see your ID. If you're not the guy I'm looking for, you're not the guy I'm looking for.
Okay.
But we need your ID.
Nah.
Okay, if you don't get your ID, then we're gonna have to figure out another way to ID you. And it may not work out well for you. Nah, listen, I'm not rolling up. Keep it down.
What are you doing?
The agent forces the door open and demands Lemus stops recording. Lemus was born and raised in New York and was stunned.
I felt like my rights were just out the window.
So those agents pulled that 23-year-old from the van. They handcuffed him, later released him after confirming, whoopsies, he's an American. No apologies. Mm-hmm. And he's not alone. Brian Gavidia, who was born and raised in Los Angeles, was working on a car in a tow yard last week. When he stepped outside, he was thrown into a metal fence by federal agents who asked him where he was born.
Literally based off of skin color.
He's not late, bro. I can show you. I got a new ID with.
My homie was born here just because of the way he looks.
Again, you're working, you're outside, armed mass federal agents come up and say, show me your papers. Push you up against the fence. He was not arrested, but he told the LA Times that those agents took his real ID and never returned it. These are the cruel absurdities people are now facing every day. Like this car full of members of an Arizona-based Native American tribe who were followed for miles and then pulled over by Border Patrol last week.
Everybody in here, U.S. citizen?
We're first ones.
We're Native American. We're the first ones.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Perfect, huh? What are you? What are you? Are you an American citizen? No, you're not. You're not a firstborn. You're not from this land. And neither are you.
This is the America that Donald Trump and Stephen Miller want, what they're trying to create. It's what we saw unfold at Dodger Stadium earlier today and at Home Depot in Hollywood, just as we saw it on the other side of L.A. over the weekend, at a flea market that was effectively shut down by ICE and Border Patrol agents armed with M16s, wearing masks, full military body armor. They look like they're going to go kill Osama bin Laden. Agents who went up to bystanders at a flea market and ask them, where are you from? Got to show your papers. Americans are being forced to accept mass paramilitary forces, stopping people anytime, anywhere, in any circumstance, demanding to know where people are from. Mm-hmm. The way Trump sold this on the campaign was by saying, we're going to go at these other people that you hate, right? There's this other group, and they're bad, and they're hurting our country, and I'm going to protect you, American citizens. We're seeing every day there is no way to do this, what they want to do, mass deportation, that is not massively disruptive to the liberties of every American. In fact, it's an assault on the idea of America itself.
That's right.
Wow.
That That's a really good piece, and that is making the rounds on social media.
Mm-hmm. It is 14 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy this morning, and highs today getting into the mid-80s. We've got Mark on the line. We'll get to him in a moment. I want to remind everybody, and I had to remind myself, this is a free ticket Friday. We've got a four-pack of Brewer tickets to give away, and we'll do this all the way through the rest of the summer. Your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets. This game is for Friday, June 27th versus Colorado. And if you'd like to get in on this, get the Civic Media app going. You can text us the word. The keyword for this is fun. Fun. F-U-N. Again, this is for the Friday, June 27th game versus Colorado. A four-pack of Brewer tickets. And all you have to do is text the word fun. This is a statewide contest. We'll get one winner winning a four-pack of Brewer tickets to that game on against Colorado for Friday, June 27th. Okay.
All right.
Should we get to Mark?
Let's go to Mark. What do you got for us, Mark, this morning?
Yeah, sorry to be a broken record here, but, you know, the Constitution is probably actually supposed to mean anything, something. That judge is being denied right to a speedy trial because she can't go back to work until they get this matter resolved. And for these people that are being seized on the street, I mean, the Fourth Amendment says you have to have a warrant to seize somebody. I mean, it is just beyond me.
Exactly.
If I'm confronted with a situation, I say, where's your warrant? You guys are supposed to show something here. I mean, the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Maybe I've got to start carrying my pocket Constitution around with me and say, you guys are in violation of the Constitution. That Constitution is supposed to mean something. And little Donnie Trump, even because he didn't hold his hand on the Bible, he still took the oath to uphold the Constitution. All those guys that are doing this stuff, if they're in law enforcement, they took an oath to uphold the Constitution, too. I mean, if you're in the military, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution. All these guys, you have to uphold the Constitution. For little Stevie Miller, whose wet dream that this is, his ancestors wouldn't be able to come here unless they're allowed to immigrate. And for, as far as this America First stuff, let's remember, America First was anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish big time back in the day because they, you know,
that's right.
It is just not all that long ago. They claimed they want to support, you know, support the Jewish people, but they don't care about Jewish people. It's just about criticizing Benjamin Netanyahu that they gets them bent out of shape. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Joe brought it up earlier. You know, the fact that we don't have any proof who these people are. They don't even show warrants, and these warrants aren't issued by courts. They're issued by the person at ICE. Somebody at the office of ICE signs these warrants, and that is supposed to be paper enough, but they don't show identification. They don't show the warrants. They're dressed in jeans and tennis shoes. We don't know who the hell these people are.
Right.
And no one is solving the problem of identification for these individuals. They're just going along their merry way, not doing anything, solving the problem that Joe noticed, you noticed, I noticed, Gordy noticed, Dom noticed.
Yes.
We're out here in the hinterlands just saying, please help us identify who these people are. And the government isn't doing a damn thing. It's like they don't hear us. It's like they're just going along, and this is just fine with them. Because there is that out. All they need to do is have a warrant signed by somebody from ICE, not a court.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
There's no overseeing authority. They are their own authority. They can just do what they please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're getting away with it
because
they're in power. Yeah. And no, don't blame the Democrats. There's nothing the Democrats can do at this point except really just yell and shout from the sidelines. Right, Mark?
Yeah, you have to, you know, and zip tying children.
Yeah, children.
We thought it was bad enough tossing them in
yellow cages.
In cages. Yeah. I mean, I had a FCC compliance myself there.
Self-censorship. I like that.
Self-censorship. That's good.
freedom of speech. Okay, let's you know, we want a freedom of speech. Okay, remove the ban on the words.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's impolation of.
Yeah.
You know, limiting our free speech. Thanks,
Mark,
brothers.
All right, Mark, thank you for your call.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering why CJ isn't changing his mind, mega friend in Milwaukee isn't changing their mind by now, but nope.
Okay. 19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, get the update on the weekend weather forecast. It's going to be a hot one. Stay with us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting Rights Lab reports there were 59 state bills introduced on proof of citizenship for voter registration this year, and 160 bills concerning voter ID. A handful have made it near the finish line, but not all have passed. Since President Donald Trump's baseless accusations of mail-in voting fraud in 2020 and his unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting in the 2024 election, Republican-dominated legislatures have raced to pass stricter voter ID and proof of citizenship laws, despite no widespread abuse of either. In New Hampshire, versions of SB 218 were advanced, requiring submission of ID and proof of citizenship for absentee registration, and are now in a committee of conference. In Texas, a high-priority documentary proof of citizenship bill died without action at the end of the session. In Texas alone, there were 15 bills introduced to provide documentary proof of citizenship and 10 tightening voter ID laws. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo surprisingly vetoed a bipartisan voter ID bill attempting to codify a widely supported ballot initiative. Democrats negotiated expanded ballot drop boxes in exchange for supporting voter ID. His veto statement said the bill did not address implementing voter ID for mail-in ballots. Wyoming and Indiana passed proof of citizenship earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is this a threat or is this a warning? John and Gordy in the morning. Mm-hmm. Who will be their guest? What will they be performing?
Yeah.
John and Gordy in the morning.
Don't know.
Are they funny or are they boring?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
John and Gordy in the morning. Yeah. Will you be awake? Or will you be snoring? John and Gordy in the morning.
It's Art Paul.
The radio's on.
A street fixture.
Ignoring?
A State Street fixture here in Madison. And and he did a little thing for us.
Kazoo going.
Yeah, that's good. Great stuff. Well, I think it's great stuff. I love Schlosser. Art Paul. I've known him since I moved here.
Yeah.
And he's been out in the street all that time.
Forever.
And yes. He still is.
Great guy.
Yeah.
7:23 and cloudy this morning. Looks like we could be in for some rain showers at times today. And to tell us more, here's Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist. Good morning, Brittany.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Is that a Tom Skilling t-shirt?
It is.
Wow.
Tom Skilling.
All right.
The guru of Midwest weather.
I grew up listening and watching Tom Skilling in Milwaukee. He was there before he went to Chicago.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. That's why I've got this shirt. I love Tom Skilling.
Yeah.
Grew up watching him, interned with him, learned
Did
from
you
him.
Oh,
really?
With him.
Really? Lucky you.
Absolutely.
He's a great
guy.
Yes,
yes. He is so sweet. He genuinely cares so much. And he's really good at his
you
job.
You could tell.
So.
That's why he was a success like he was. I mean, he really, he knew weather. And he told it like a normal everyday person, you know, and he identified with people. Yeah. Great stuff. But, you know, we got some lousy weather coming up next week. I know that already. But tell us, these high temperatures, what is it, a heat dome? Is that what they're calling
it
now?
Heat advisory. But, yeah, what's going on?
A heat dome, right? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the buzzword. The heat dome is moving in, and we're going to get underneath it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get to that, you're going to get a little bit of rain this morning. Probably ends around 10 o'clock or so. We'll see more sunshine by this afternoon. Highs in those mid-80s. So this is the last cooler day, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
Unless. There is an unless. There's an exception. There's new data coming in with these models.
Oh, new data. Now, what? What?
Yeah. So yesterday was supposed to just be super sunny, hot, and humid. Mm. Now there's this potential of these storms that are supposed to be sparking up late tonight, overnight, up north. Now they may move their way towards you. And if this happens, this is going to keep the temperatures just slightly cooler. But the heat still moves in on Sunday, and it's still here Monday regardless. Okay. So it could be 2 days versus 3 days. Either way, get ready for it. It's coming. We've got heat advisories statewide.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's going to be feeling like 100 to 105 degrees.
Yes, oh, yes, man. Yes, not good.
I hope my air conditioner works.
Then, of course, you know, we get cooled off by a little bit of rain next week. A little bit. 5-6 days of rain, right?
I was just going to say a little bit. Who told you that? No, a ton of bit.
Yeah.
That darn front is going to move right back to Wisconsin, park itself right over us, and continue showers, storms. Like you said, all week starts Monday, doesn't end till maybe Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be looking at flooding potential there, too. So storms tomorrow, high heat, more storms, flooding next.
All right. Oh, well, great. Thank you. Thanks so much for that.
Hey, it's the first day of summer today.
Yes, happy summer. Yes.
Yay.
All right.
Very good. You guys enjoy it.
Yep, you too.
Brittany,
thanks a lot.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Brittany Merlot, our chief meteorologist for WMDX. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can check them out at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they emphasize passion over profit. They have fast and flexible appointments. Check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right, let's get to the two-week bit. This is Trump always promising he'll get to it in 2 weeks. It's only because he's waiting for a solution in those 2 weeks where he doesn't have to deal with it. Let's listen to this thing.
We're going to make a policy speech in 2 weeks, and I think you're going to like it.
We're going to be announcing something, I would say, over the next 2 or 3 weeks that will be phenomenal.
I think you're going to find some very interesting items coming to the forefront over the next 2 weeks.
We'll be reporting back sometime over the next 2 weeks as to NAFTA.
I'll be making a big decision on the Paris Accord over the next 2 weeks.
What about infrastructure? When is that going to happen?
We're going to do infrastructure very quickly. We've got the plan largely completed, and we'll be filing it over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
When will you make that decision?
Over the next couple of weeks.
We're doing very well in the fight against ISIS, as General Mattis has just explained, and we're going to be having a news conference in about 2 weeks, too.
Having a big opening in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We're going to be having a news conference in 2 weeks on that fight.
Our Secretary of Labor is coming out with a plan in 2 weeks.
You're going to have some big news. I think we're going to have some of the big drug companies in 2 weeks.
We are coming out with that plan in 2 weeks.
But as I've been saying, in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it will be.
Within 2 weeks, I think you'll be historic numbers.
We're signing that deal in 2 weeks. Watch what happens over the next couple of weeks, folks.
Wait till you see what happens over the next couple of weeks. You're going to see a very secure border.
We'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be seeing a lot over the next couple of weeks.
You
I
said
like
that
her very
well,
much. In fact, I'll be seeing her in 2 weeks.
And we're going to have another big announcement in 2 weeks that'll take place over the next
getting the idea, 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
And we're doing one other thing that, believe it or not, is even bigger, but you'll be seeing that over the next 2 weeks.
It doesn't have to be today. It can be tomorrow. And it can be in 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
Tell the Prime Minister that I'll call him back in 2 weeks. He said 2 weeks? That's a long time.
It'll be under construction.
Okay, wait.
Not yet.
No, there's
the
more.
The highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. We have tests coming out perhaps over the next 2 weeks that will blow the whole industry away. And you'll be seeing this over the next, I think, over the next couple of weeks.
All right, let's.
We're coming out with a report.
We get the idea. Everything's 2 weeks away.
The thing is, you know, I wanted to play the whole thing. That's not even the whole thing there.
Oh,
and he is so. He's so predictable in the 2 weeks that he always promises. It's ridiculous.
He's used to giving people 2 weeks notice.
So. Yeah,
2 weeks.
That's right. Two weeks notice. Yeah.
That's it.
You're fired.
7:29. Pam Yockey's got the Midwest Farm Report coming up. And then Rockers in the studio with a Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in the Morning. First day of summer. Oh, enjoy it.
Serving you.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fortunately, Wisconsin has not had any detection of high path avian influenza in our dairy population. That doesn't mean we're not looking. I'm Pam Bianchi with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. How we look for high path avian influenza in any species is a critical part of discussion for veterinarians across the United States. Dr. Amber Idle is out in Washington State, and she says right now they're looking at the tools available to try to detect high path avian influenza. And she says one area that needs extra attention, dairy cattle.
So we have to make sure that by vaccinating one, we don't have a negative impact on another industry. You know, another conversation's been around vaccinating dairy cattle, which I think, you know, that's a good thing to start thinking about. So if we have naive herds like here in Washington State, I'd really like to see that we have an option for a vaccine because it does two things. Cows wouldn't get as sick, number one. Cows would be less likely to shed and spread and infect another herd. So that's really what we would be using it for from a control strategy in dairy cattle.
Dr. Amber Itell, she's a state veterinarian in Washington State. She says her goal and the goal of the health community at large is to make sure animals are taken care of, but more importantly, that humans are taken care of.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And food businesses, including farms around the state, should know that funding is available through the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for some of those hard goods that you need. Trying to expand production, they are making grants available between $10,000 and $100,000 to fund equipment for middle-of-the-food supply chain activities. We've got all the details up on our website. Application deadline, July 21st. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com and check them out. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, then increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Hot and humid this weekend, highs in the mid-90s. Heat index values as high as 105. Right now, it's 71.
I'm Catherine Lake, and you may have heard that our morning guys, John and Gordy, are in the running for best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I can't imagine who would vote for these two.
It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke letting you know that in dairy barns around Dane County, they've already been chosen as a winner. Vote John and Gordy for Best of Madison. Don't argue with a bovine.
It's utterly easy. Vote now. Go to WMDXradio.com and click on Best of Madison to cast your vote for John and Gordy.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, to discuss the state of the state's budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey everybody, Rocker here. Join me for the Max Inc. Preview every Friday morning with John and Gordy right here on WMDX. And now they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let me just say, these guys rock, so they're getting my vote, and I hope you get out your vote too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
You know, I wish Rocker was here right now.
Yeah.
I could thank him for doing that. Oh, wait a minute. He is here. Hey, Rocker.
Yeah, there he is.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, wow. Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for having me on again, man. Appreciate it.
We're just hanging out. I want to say something to Tim, who texted us out in Watertown.
Yeah.
Like the 2 weeks clip that we had, and once this is posted someplace.
Yeah,
and
we can do that.
We promised to do that, and we'll let you know as well. All right, so we'll put something together on
that.
We
can do that, yep.
Yep.
It is 7:36, and look, the rain is coming down now. We've got some showers out there. We're going to see those off and on today, and high around 83 degrees. Want to remind you that we have a free ticket Friday going on, your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets to the game on Friday, June 27th versus Colorado. There'll be other keywords throughout the day. This is a statewide civic media contest. The keyword right now is fun. Okay, you need to get that one in before 8 a.m. But again, later in the day, there'll be other keywords. Again, this is for a 4-pack of tickets for the Brewers game on Friday, June 27th versus Colorado. You can go to civicmedia.us for complete rules. Okay, Rocker.
All right. Let's Max get to Inc. some local music.
What's happening, guys?
Let's get into it. What do you got for us this
weekend? Oh, well, over the next 2 weeks, we have some incredible radio going on. Max Inc. Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight, live in the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio this weekend. We have Travis Agnew. And so Travis Agnew, he's put out a new video on the Abundant Life Christian School shooting, and it uses a lot of local musicians and local directors and film crew. It was really amazing. I first got to see it at the MAMA Awards this past weekend, and they kind of stopped the whole show and played his entire video, plus a little bit of the making of it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was incredible, and we need to get him on to tell his story. He's got a really good story about the Abundant Life Christian School shooting, of course, that happened late last year.
Yeah.
Let's actually take a listen to the song. This song is the song for the video. It's called Light Shines in Darkness. This is Travis Agnew.
Light shines in the darkness. Darkness will not overcome me.
Nice song, great vocals, really a great sentiment.
It's very moving.
Yeah.
And you know, and if you know anything about the incident and you tie them together, you're like, wow. But he's really trying to bring, you know, a community through music, video, arts. There's a lot of the video includes all these people painting, like at the school and stuff, trying to kind of deal with their emotions.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very healing video, so it's pretty cool. We'll have Travis on this Saturday night on Max Inc. Radio. He'll be performing some of his other music as well and also telling us all about this story of the Abundant Life Christian School and how he's trying to help the community.
Well, you know, just bringing something up here, John Stewart did a bit on, you know, what the immigrants who have killed Americans in this country. And he compared it to the reaction that Republicans are having to mass shootings,
yeah,
school shootings, and how they're going after, they're spending all this money on Border Patrol and occupying cities because of a few immigrants who have killed Americans in this country, but they have done absolutely nothing about mass shootings in our schools. And it's just, and it's a very powerful piece. I was going to play it. We ran out of time, but, you know, we'll play it later. John Stewart certainly making a very valuable commentary on the situation in this country, what they value most, going after immigrants killing Americans, or how about Americans killing Americans in mass shootings in our schools, right?
Yeah. It gets pretty crazy. But that's why we unplug from politics on Saturday nights on Max Inc. Radio. You know what's tonight? There's a couple of actual shows tonight. We're going to talk about them. Wheelhouse.
Yes.
Wheelhouse is playing tonight, Friday, June 20th at the Edgewater on Lake Mendota here in Madison. Brewgrass Fridays. Frank Martin Bush, Nick Adamany, Kenny Leisner on fiddle. Just such a great band. There's lots of other stuff coming up at the Edgewater for Brewgrass Fridays. July 11th is Armchair Boogie. August 1st is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, one of our favorites.
Yep.
August 22nd, the Jimmies. And August 29th, Shotgun Jane. There's a full schedule. Find it on Facebook or online. They definitely broadcast it. Right now, let's listen to, from their first album, The Comeback. This is Wheelhouse. This song is Hungover and Brokenhearted.
Rolled into town in a cloud of dust in a beat up old Chevy, all covered in rust. No one has seen the likes around here. The best thing out of Texas is shining by beer. But she says she was a preacher's daughter, but she's forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with every touch. I don't think
nice, you know, it's got a kind of a sing-along thing.
Yeah, that's a foot stopper,
right?
Isn't it?
Right.
It is. Yes. You know, you can see it's like Bring Your Girl, you're gonna high step and dance it. You know what
there
I mean?
You go. Oh, yeah.
You know, I should mention that I got maybe a little bit of a theme going today. I didn't even notice it, but it's kids that rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now Nick Adamany plays in Wheelhouse, and of course his dad is Ken Adamany,
famous
manager
agent.
for Cheap Trick.
Trick, for sure.
So now we're going to move on to actually Ben Sidran. I think you guys maybe have heard of Ben Sidran.
Oh,
yeah. I
think so.
Ben Sidran and Friends, they're going to be playing tonight, June 20th at 7:30 at the Atwood Music Hall on Winnebago over on
great
Madison's
drummer.
East
great
Side. Born in Chicago.
What are you talking about?
Just kidding.
I was wondering, I'm like, should I say keyboard?
No. Keyboard player. But
born in Chicago, raised in Racine, Wisconsin. He studied at the UW in 1961, and he became Ben Sidran. He became a member of the Ardells in Madison, which featured Steve Miller and Boz Scaggs.
Yeah, quite the group.
Do you remember that,
John? Oh, yeah, I do, actually. My sister was a friend of Ben Sidran's.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, he went on to go to England to pursue a PhD. While he was there, he was a session musician with Eric Clapton, Rolling Stones, Peter Frampton, Charlie Watts, and, Kids That Rock, his son is Leo Sidran.
Mm, right.
Yep. So he's got a kid that rocks and is coming along, too. We love him. But right now, Ben Sidran, tonight, June 20th, 7:30 at the Atwood Music Hall. This is the title track from his latest release, which is a couple of years ago, Rainmaker. This is Ben Sidran.
I'm a heartbreaker. See me walking out the door. I'm a heartbreaker. See me walking out the door. Well, I was gone before I got here. I'm not coming back no more. Thank you.
nice and smooth. And tonight at the Atwood Music Hall.
Yeah, great place. Yeah, I used to run into Ben Sidran occasionally at the old Warbrot Music Mall. I worked in the keyboard department
there. On State Street when I was down here?
Well, they had it on Henry Street. They had Warbrot over there. Mm-hmm. But I would see him at the Music Mall when it was out next to American TV.
Oh, sure.
And he would just come in and sit down and play one of the grand pianos there. It was great.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that fun? Stuff. Yeah, he's one of the kind of, you know, legendary artists that Madison has had. We've had some greats, too, Clyde Stubblefield.
Yes.
Ben Sidran. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have time for one more here?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Yeah. All right. You know, this week at the Mama Awards, Cat and the Hurricane cleaned up. I think they won like 5 or 6 awards, right?
Wow.
We'll kind of maybe talk about that a little later. But they are going to be at Monday, June 30th, at the Gamma Ray Bar up on the Capitol Square, just off it. Cat and the Hurricane is an all queer and trans synth rock indie pop band from Madison, composed of Cat Rhapsody, Benjamin Rose, and Alex Nelson. The band has stirred up a storm across the Midwest since 2017 when they came out. And great shows. They've been touring. They had best album this year, best song. They conquered it. Best performer of the year. They really won big. Let's listen to the song that won Mama Award for Song of the Year off their brand new album, Got It Out, which also won an award. It was crazy. But this is Cat and the Hurricane, Caffeine and Alcohol.
Oh, I can get that.
Can anybody tell me when my dreams became nightmares? Gonna take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the
You can really tell that these guys are good.
Yeah. Very good.
And great vocals from Cat Rhapsody.
Actually, that was the keyboardist, Benjamin, singing that particular song. And it's kind of funny that song won a big award. And it's one of the few songs that he's the lead vocalist
on. Really?
So, yeah, he was
kind of an edgy song.
He was very happy.
Yeah, really, really good.
Good stuff.
All right.
All right. We're going to get to some more and more of the Max Inc. preview in a moment. This portion of the show being brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They are located at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments, family-owned, community-focused. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. We'll be back with more of the Max Inc. preview with Rocker in the studio in just a moment. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With 2 locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa. Doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Oh, yeah. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And we've got Rocker in the studio playing all this great local music.
7:52, rain showers off and on today, highs in the low 80s. This portion of the show brought to you by Burlow Mattress of Madison. Wake up and sleep better on a Burlow mattress. They've changed a lot since 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Burlow's history. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Burlow Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to Burlow.com. Few more minutes here.
Yeah, we got a lot of
maxing preview. Yep,
perfect timing because let's talk about another show that's happening tonight.
Yeah,
June 20th. Yeah. It's at 5:30 p.m. It's the Sessions at Garver Feed Mill. Whoa. And today is Jane Hobson Band. Jane Hobson is an indie singer songwriter based in Madison in Chicago. She is a solo singer songwriter and she also then formed a band. Great band. But it's also along with our theme, Kids That Rock, because you know what? She is the daughter of Killdozer drummer Dan Hobson.
Wow.
Okay.
So we got a little bit of that.
Is this like Gen Z stuff here?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Good deal.
It is. Right now, let's take a little listen. Jane Hobson, she's playing tonight, June 20th, 5:30 p.m. at the Sessions Garver Feed. The Sessions at Garver Feed Mill. Let me get that out. This is James Hobson Band, Chelsea.
All right.
Thank you.
Sweet tune. Sounds great, man.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, really good.
Then you can see him tonight over at the Garver Feed Mill. A great place to go see a local band.
Yeah.
Live.
Quite a facility, yeah.
You guys remember the Evil Twins.
Marcus Beauvray and the Evil Twins.
Marcus Beauvray.
Sure, yeah, we had him on our cable access show many years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Atwood Music Hall, June 28th, so that's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Beauvray, Marcus's son, he hooks up with the Evil Twins to tribute his father's music. Doug Meisner and Eric Doomer from the Evil Twins will be appearing along with Quentin Beauvray. Marcus Beauvray, if you might remember, he passed away 2013 from a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, a kind of a drawn-out thing. You know, he survived fought for quite a few years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we really miss him. He was a legendary singer-songwriter right here in Madison. And, I mean, how many people went to see Marcus Beauvray and the Evil
Everybody
Twins?
Everybody.
He was great.
And, yeah. And one of the things that, you know, I find very sad is that he didn't pick up nationally. And I thought, you know, if people could hear his music, a lot of them would be playing his songs. He is just a fantastic songwriter.
And an incredible poet. You know, he was very Dylan-esque in some ways, I think. People might relate to that. Well, let's listen to a little bit of Marcus Beauvray and the Evil Twins. This is Burn This Town from his Big Strong House album.
Wow. You could still search out Marcus Beauvray. They have a website and our video that we produced from our television show when we had a cable access show.
Yeah.
That whole half hour is posted there.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a great performance.
And how do you like that, though? We kept in the theme of kids that rock.
Exactly.
Beauvray, exactly.
All the way through.
Right with his father.
Quentin Beauvray. I didn't know.
Yeah, he's about 27 now.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think his family is happy to see him kind of out there keeping his dad's music alive. And I think that show might be getting close to sold out. So you might want to go to hit tickets.
That's Evil Twins, Atwood Music Hall,
Atwood
June
Music
28th.
Hall, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Got just a little time here left, rocker. Just a minute or so.
Okay. Well,
we want to mention the Mamas.
The Mamas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. You really cleaned up on these. Yeah.
We did. Best Music Festival, Atwood Fest, won for the second year in a row.
Right.
Repeat there. Radio Station of the Year, Max Inc. Radio.
Right.
We cleaned up there. And, of course, on-air personality. My co-host, Terry Barr, beat me in this one. She is the on-air personality winner of the year. So that's pretty cool for Max Inc. Radio. Artist of the Year, the People Brothers Band. Album of the Year was Hip Eponymous from Bing Bong. Performer of the Year, as I said before, Cat in the Hurricane. And she also got Rock Performer, Pop Album, Pop Song, Song of the Year. Male vocalist, you might know him, Michael Massey. He won it for just longevity in this scene. He's been around forever. Chaser, all kinds of bands.
Mm-hmm.
And the new artist, Rising Star, and she won Country Song of the Year, Playing Hard to Get. It's Paige Kleber, and she just turned 12.
Mike's God.
Rocker, thanks for being with us. Max Inc. this
all
weekend.
Right, thank you.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time around. That's going to do it for us. On Monday, we'll talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, also Abby Abramovich from Downdrin's Distillery. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. Have a great weekend, John Peterson.
I'm going to try, you know. It's going to be hot.
Don Lee, thank you for all your help.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Duck.
Look out for the drone. Oh, no.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Two American aircraft carriers will join a third already in the Mideast in what could be a buildup for a wider war, or could dissuade Israel and Iran from continuing their war.
Essentially, you're having now a really large military presence. Remember, there's already 40,000 U.S. military personnel in the Middle East. And by adding two aircraft carriers, that's another 10,000 more.
ABC's Louis Martinez, who covers the Pentagon here on the ABC podcast Start Here. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is using diplomatic channels to tell Iran that the U.S. is willing to have direct talks. Triple-digit heat is expected in Denver, Minneapolis, and across the upper Midwest. New York and Philadelphia will be sizzling on Monday with real feels above 100, maybe into Wednesday. Welcome to summer. The solstice arriving at 10:42 Eastern tonight, the most daylight of any day. This is ABC News.